It is the 12th of January. We have 9 games, no postponements. So I didn't wake up to any bad news there, which is good. Should be a competitive last day of the week. This is the Sunday pregame show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do and say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky. At Adam King 91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. And we are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Let's get straight into the games because we only have 25 minutes until the opening games tip off. Milwaukee at New York. For the Bucks, Giannis, Middleton, Lillard will all play as expected, which means there is not a lot to talk about there. AJ Green, maybe if you need threes. Gary Trent is out, so maybe he does a little bit more here. So I don't mind him tonight as a three-point streamer. For the Knicks, Cat, not on the injury report. That's good. I don't think this means that he is done with this knee injury. I think that it will continue to pop up. Miles McBride is probable. Juice McBride. Let's call him Juice. It sounds better. He is probable. But we know when they're healthy, their starters will play 35-plus minutes. This will be, well, they want to win all their games. But against the Knicks, bit of a rivalry, they will really want to win this one. So they're probably not going to dig too deep into their bench unless it's a blowout. So there is probably not much to talk about here either. Game number 2, Denver at Dallas. For Denver, Jamal Murray is in. Jokic is in. Aaron Gordon will play. He will come off the bench and he will have a minutes restriction. So we know that his return impacts Peyton Watson. There we go. Lineup's just confirmed. We know that he, impacts Peyton Watson. Watson had been actually playing quite well over the last week. Early mornings. He is probably going to be a drop. Likewise for Strouther, Westbrook we are holding. For the Dallas Mavericks, still running without Kyrie, without Luka. So Grimes, Dinwiddie, Najee Marshall holds. Jaden Hardy, who has arguably been the best of those three, is okay to stream in. I feel like he is probably the riskiest, though, in terms of playing time. And Klay Thompson, who has not stepped up, I'm still holding him. Last game was really bad. So hopefully he can get back on track here and look more like he did, I want to say, a month ago when he was playing quite well. Daniel Gafford, if you need blocks, if you need threes, is a nice option tonight. Sacramento at Chicago. De'Aaron Fox is playing, so make sure you have him active. Let's see what Kian Ellis does. This is going to be the first game we've seen with the five starters or regular starters healthy. So we don't really have an idea of what Kion Ellis's role is going to be. I hope that he plays close to 30 minutes, 27, 28. Surely the coaching staff has seen the difference that he makes and that he needs to be on the court. I doubt very much he starts, but he should be playing all of those backup guard minutes ahead of Kevin Huerter. Devin Carter, I think, has earned himself a spot in the rotation, but he will also take a hit with De'Aaron Fox back. Trey Lyles should hover around 20 minutes and can be streamed in for rebounds if you need them. For the Bulls, Patrick Williams will play. not really a lot to talk about here. Just Sunmu remains out. So Lonzo Ball should play 22 to 24 minutes. If you need assists, if you need steals, he should be rostered in most leagues. Talen Horton-Tucker, we know that we're not too interested in him, despite the fact that he should play a bit more. Kobe White being out, I don't think it really helps anyone other than the guys we're rostering. Phillips will start, but he doesn't do much. Lonzo will hopefully just, look, maybe he pushes to 26 minutes. We've seen it once or twice, I think, this year. Horton Tucker, desperation. That's it. If you need someone, sure. OKC at Washington, really nothing on the Thunder side. We know this. I feel like I repeat myself every show. Wallace and Dort for steals and threes. Joe for threes. Joe is coming off that 8 3-point performance, so maybe he is going to get on a bit of a heater here. For the Wizards, Jordan Poole was not on the injury report. That's a good sign. Again, I think he will be back on it at some point. With him playing, it sort of means Keyshawn George won't do as much. Kispert probably won't do as much. Has Jared Butler moved ahead of those guys in the rotation? Maybe. We will see tonight. We'll get a good look at what his playing time looks like. Valanciunas, who a little bit up and down, probably a hold until we get an indication or an inkling that he is pushing back down to 15, 16 minutes, then he would be a drop. But he has been close enough to 20, 21 to be rostered, I think. Indiana at Cleveland. Let me just fix that on the screen there. Pacers playing well, pretty healthy. Neesmith getting closer, but not back yet. So we are looking at Obi Toppin here, TJ McConnell for streaming purposes. Neither are super appealing. We know what they do. We know TJ's and assists and steals. We know Obi can play well in 20 minutes. He can get you some points, some steals. He can be efficient. But he hasn't been that great the last little bit. For the Cavs, they welcome back Donovan Mitchell here, which means Max Strus and Caris LeVert drop back. Ty Jerome is doubtful. That probably helps. Probably helps Strus and LeVert slightly, as well as Okoro and Niang. Jerome's not playing a lot when they're healthy, so nothing major here. Strus and LeVert, we know what they bring to the table. Philly at Orlando, Joel Embiid questionable, and Caleb Martin questionable. Drummond remains out with his toe injury, and Lowry remains out with old age. Make sure Oubre's rostered. I don't see why he would have been dropped, but just make sure he is. Yabusele, his value very reliant on Embiid here. So if Embiid is out, we go and add Yabusele. If Embiid is in, he's probably borderline. He won't do as much, but with no Drummond, he's at least going to play 25-plus minutes, I think. For the Magic, Paolo Banchero, of course, is back now. So Tristan Da Silva, pretty borderline. Cole Anthony, I'd be holding with Suggs still out. Maybe we get a good look at what the Batadze, Wendell Carter minutes timeshare looks like here. Against Embiid, obviously Goga could be, he'll play, but he could be a little bit limited. I know I'm benching him in a league where I've got full active roster spots and I've got to just choose between him and I think Hartenstein, Lively, a couple of these guys. So I'm potentially going to have Goga on my bench tonight just because he's against Joel Embiid. But if Embiid doesn't play, obviously that makes things easier for Batadze, but it also means that Philly will have to go small, which probably doesn't help Batadze. It helps Wendell Carter a little bit more, Jonathan Isaac a bit more. So a few moving pieces there in that one. Pelicans at Boston. DeJounte Murray is questionable. Murphy returns. We talked about this yesterday. I thought he was probably pretty close, and lo and behold, he's back tonight. Zion will also return after his suspension. And no Herb Jones, of course. So DeJounte, probably the question mark here. If he is out, Alvarado might start. They could bring... I don't know. They could go a few different ways here. I think it helps Alvarado nonetheless if DeJounte is out. But he has been questionable the last few games and has played all of them. So we will assume that he will probably play. Trey Murphy will just start because Herb is out. So we roll with him as per normal. And maybe we get some more Boston and Hawkins, but neither have been... Man, neither have been fantastic. Now, I've got to go to work soon. How am I going to go there? For the Celtics, no injuries to report or nothing significant anyway. So we know that Horford, we know Pritchard, we know Hauser, they can be streamed, although Peyton Pritchard is still probably a must-roster player. And I feel like he'll get going at some point. Brooklyn at Utah. For Brooklyn, we know that they're without Russell, Thomas, Cam Johnson, a whole heap of guys. So I think my order is still the same. I think Simmons is probably a must-roster player. Clowney is pretty close as well. And then I'd have Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, Tyrese Martin, Jalen Wilson. That's probably my order there. And this could be a fun matchup against Utah, who, of course, will probably be without Keontae George and John Collins. Both are doubtful. Lauri Markkanen, questionable. Bryce Sensabaugh, also questionable to return. So they could actually impact each other in a funny way. So if Markkanen is out and Sensabaugh is healthy and good to go, he could start, maybe. He'd been playing really well, so hopefully he can just pick up where he left off. Svi Mykhailiuk, I don't mind him if you need threes. Collier, if you need assists and steals, maybe. Cody Williams did a little bit yesterday. I still would have him towards the bottom of my streaming pecking order today. Charlotte at Phoenix. Good to have Charlotte back on the court after a couple of postponed games. So we roll with our usual guys here. Of course, the Nick Richards trade rumors, I've seen bits flying around about that. Nothing to do yet. I don't think it impacts anyone really. It is Nick Richards and Yusuf Nurkic are the two rumored trade people. No big changes. So for Phoenix, who they, yeah. Funny, Nurkic will be watching from the bench and looking at what life looks like playing for Charlotte, where you constantly disappoint. Ryan Dunn, Mason Plumlee, sure. Plumlee, if you need rebounds, Dunn, he's been doing bits and pieces, not a lot. Grayson Allen, if you need threes. Royce O'Neal is questionable to return tonight, so he's coming back into the lineup would hurt. I think, well, it hurts just about everyone. Obviously not Booker, not Durant, and not Tyus Jones, although Jones hasn't been playing very well. We held from last night to tonight. It is second night of a back-to-back, and we maybe reevaluate after this game here on what we do with some of these players moving forward. And that is all the games. A couple of questions only. How do I expect Trey to perform? Look, I think he'll still be okay. I don't know if he starts rest of season. It will depend on Brandon Ingram, but he should play 30-plus minutes. I'm not too worried about that. What do I think of the upcoming games versus the LA teams? Thinking those will be postponed. Yeah, look, I think we are going to get some more postponements. Let's just have a look at the schedule. Now, obviously, there's no LA games tonight. I'm pretty sure the Spurs play the Lakers tomorrow. They do, and the Heat play the Clippers. So there's two tomorrow. So we probably pencil those in as as postponements. The Hawks have a game. Remember, there was a game cancelled yesterday because of the weather in Atlanta. Hopefully, that's not something that sustains, though, and those games go ahead. There's no LA games on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have a Lakers and a Clippers game. So potentially two more there. And then beyond that, it's hard to know. Again, it's hard to get a read on what the Fires are doing over here. We don't hear a lot about it. So I'd need to go. I saw something, maybe a new fire had started, but actually a good way for me to check is often to have a look at Dan's Twitter. No, he hasn't put anything on. He has been providing some updates, so he's sort of my source at the moment, but nothing new from him. So we will see what happens. But yes, two LA games on Monday, two LA games on Wednesday. So possibly some more postponements coming there. But we will see. All right, go and set your lineups. I'm going to go and set mine. See if I can maybe salvage a couple of these matchups this week with all of the missed games. Hopefully today my guys can come to the party and give me some nice numbers. I will be back with a post-game show later today once the games are done. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please go and download and like and subscribe and do all of that stuff. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch you.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.